Robert,
Yes.
I have a question about Twitter. I want you to help me.
Twitter is in the air right now.
So here's my question.
Yes.
I think I'm trying to understand Twitter because even though I know I've been told it's very good to use and social networking is the new way things are going and getting advertised, getting known. So, but I had been sort of envisioning it as if there were, say there's a forest with maybe 100 birds in it, and then I talk to maybe one or two other birds in my tree, or maybe even 10, and they're kind of listening and following in the conversation, and I'm following one with them, so I might tweet something to them, and maybe one of them tweets something back, or figures the other one next to it didn't hear and retweets it over there. But is it more like in this forest with millions of birds in this forest, and they're all joining in in a way in the same conversation? Is it trying to get all the birds in the forest joining in they're all in separate conversations, and you're trying to get them to all join in one conversation? Is that what you mean when you talk about the Alexander technique going viral? Is that sort of the image, or it's almost like is it almost like all these birds singing together that go viral, or is it just enough people passing it on one to one, or
Okay,
what is
that's
it?
a good question. It would be our dream for everyone to be talking about the Alexander technique, but that isn't that's not likely. It's not that we want everyone in the world to be thinking about the Alexander technique, but we would like a lot more people than are even aware of it now to at least be aware of it. And the way Twitter can make that happen, say to use your analogy of the birds in one tree talking to each other, but with Twitter, they don't just talk to each other, but other people listen in, and if they hear something that's of interest to them, they're likely to pick up on it and send it out to their folks, and then it may go somewhere else after that. And
Okay, so
that's
I have a question here.
Yeah.
Other people listening in, how is it they are listening in? They're sitting there at the computer, or
They're at their computer and they're looking. They're on Twitter and maybe somehow a tweet that has the word Alexander technique, but also another word. And this is what's so key about all this. Another word or phrase is in that tweet also. And that other word happens to be something that a group of people are interested in. So they have a good chance of seeing it.
now, how is it they have a good chance of seeing it if they're interested in that other word? Say, I
Let's
don't know,
take a
pick
simple
anything.
one, John Dewey,
Okay, so
American philosopher.
let's say people are interested in John Dewey. Have they put that in as a keyword? Are
They'll
they
put
sitting around actively searching
No,
for that?
they may search for it if they are if they're really interested in John Dewey, chances are they're going to do a little search using the Twitter search function for John Dewey and see what's out there. And there's quite a bit out there. There are a lot of people tweeting about John Dewey. Now, all it takes is for one or two of them to bump up against the Alexander technique and to retweet it to their group, and suddenly there are a whole lot more people that where that name suddenly appears. Wow, Alexander technique, what is that? And some of them, and especially if your tweet contains a link to something that will actually explain what the connection between Alexander and John Dewey is. And for those who are not familiar, Dewey was a lifelong student of the technique and wrote the introduction to three of Alexander's books. Talks about Alexander in his own books. I mean, he was very, very much influenced by Alexander. And so people who are studying Dewey's ideas, if they could bump up against this, and then other people, say the whole field of education or educational reform, because that's what Dewey is associated with. It can vary, and also the field of philosophy and pragmatism. Dewey was America's most famous philosopher, and the leader of a field called pragmatism, which has its adherents, and there's a whole group of people there, and they in turn overlap with other groups. So if you have enough of these things going on, it can spread out quite dramatically. And there are so many, probably thousands, of other words that can be connected with the Alexander technique, and then that connection explained in an article or a blog posting or a video. The resources are all there on the web now, with YouTube, with just using Google as a search engine, type in Alexander technique and something else and see what comes up. You'll almost always find something now. And a lot of it's pretty good. So if you find something interesting, you just retweet. You create a little tweet around it.
So give me an example.
I'll give you a perfect example from, I think it was this morning. I had a tweet that had the phrase Alexander technique and poker playing in it.
What did you say?
I said, read about the connection between the two, and I put a link. I said, basically, why should poker players be interested in the Alexander technique? And I put a link to a wonderful article by a professional poker player whose wife is an Alexander teacher.
Oh, that sounds great.
And he's written an amazing piece. Any poker player reading it will get what he's talking about. And there it is, the Alexander technique. So that's easy to do. And then if I do that, or if you were to do that, then if all the other people that were interested in promoting the Alexander technique would retweet that, that would get all over the place, way beyond the poker community.
That's a great idea. So you mean any time that we see something, say on the web or an article somewhere that we can cite and perhaps put a link to of Alexander in relation to something else, we could just put a little tweet saying, did you ever think of this connection? Or what about, something like that. And then we could just, whoever gets it can retweet it. Following them. And it's great for their students to see whether they're interested in the other topic or not. That's great. And then they might say, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. And honestly, if you're on the lookout for it, it's all over the place. I mean, there was an article about contortionists and the Alexander technique. A week or so ago. So I just tweeted that. I mean, who'd have thought, I mean,
Cirque du Soleil and the contortionist.
No, it was just someone who was a contortionist writing about the Alexander technique. It's and how it helped them, how it'd be useful for, if you're a contortionist, you probably would do well to take some Alexander lessons. I mean, there are literally thousands of topics.
Would you send a number out per day, or
I go for one a day. Some people go for a lot, some people go for less. I would say to be effective, you should tweet at least two or three times a week. And the most important thing you can do is retweet everything you see that's related to the Alexander technique. After you tweet, do an Alexander technique search for as far back as your previous search, and every time you see anything that mentions the Alexander technique in any kind of useful way, just retweet it. Right through. It takes just a split second to do. And even if it's somebody who's mentioning the Alexander technique who's not an Alexander teacher, just someone says something about it that's nice, retweet it. Get it back out there. And if a lot of other teachers did that as well, you can never retweet too much.
Now, that was my next question.
Yeah, no, there's no such thing
as
too
much. Is it bothersome to people if you're send out 5-6 retweets in a day? And
No. You'll see, once you get on Twitter and you start having some followers and their tweets show up on one of your pages, you're going to find that page is just full of stuff, and a lot of it isn't anything you're that interested in. Some of it will be. But the real place to find out what's going on with Alexander technique is just to type in Alexander technique and do a search. And then that's where you're going to... And just because someone else has retweeted something is no reason for you not to do it, because your retweet will show up elsewhere and has some chance of being seen by yet another person.
So I'm not as
away. You can't really overload the system. I mean, Twitter as a whole is growing so quickly that it does have periodic crashes. But Twitter is designed for multiple tweets and retweets. That's what Twitter's about. That's how they organized the Iranian attempt at a revolution recently. It was a lot of retweeting to find out what this person was up to, what they were up to. You needed a lot of retweets to do that effectively, to reach a lot of people in a hurry to get them all at one place at one time. So you can't really overdo it.
Now, if somebody is at their computer and they're looking at their Twitter, would it just overload the page to have all these tweets from Alexander?
No, it's not. A typical person, what you really would like is for a typical
person.
It's not
like emails where they kind of pile up.
No.
I can't find the ones I'm looking for. Look, they're good, all these.
No, anyone who has is following a fair number of people is going to have a page that just scrolls down forever with tweets. And, you know, they'll notice some, but you don't really overload it because you don't have to respond to anything. It doesn't overload it, but if you want to get that word, Alexander technique, in a place where it never has been before, it's so that suddenly people in another field are thinking, what is this? And if it comes up enough, even the slowest adapter is likely to at least do a little internet search for it or something. You know what I mean?
So you mean if it comes up enough, that's going to bring it up on Google?
No, it'll just enough people will say, what is it? And they'll go and find out. You know?
Oh, I see. So somebody who keeps finding it mentioned on their subject of interest and they don't know anything about it might eventually then.
Well, they might read the tweets. They might read the links that the tweets point to, and that'll tell them something. But they may want to just find out more about it in general. So Twitter, while Twitter is very much in the short term, as we've talked about, it definitely influences what happens in the longer term. It's over time, a lot more people are going to be interested in the Alexander technique.
So going viral means
just lots and lots and lots of people. Like kind of a
it just means a
burst,
lot of people
a huge doing. Burst of activity. And sometimes it's self-sustaining. It's like it just grows until it reaches maybe tens or hundreds of thousands of people. A lot of YouTube videos have gone viral. You could if you created the right kind of video about a squirrel doing a certain set of exercises, it could easily go viral. It could get like millions of visitors. And there are YouTube videos like that get literally millions of visitors. And they're often just amateur things that someone's pulled together, but just got the right kind of buzz. And Twitter would be a place, if you were promoting a video like that, Twitter would certainly be the place to do it. And there's no reason why we can't get that kind of buzz, you know, for the Alexander technique.
Excuse me. And I think really a squirrel doing the technique sounds fine to me too.
Yeah.
I imagine if we had a good video of that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But so does that answer the question on that? Should we end this conversation now?
Thank
so the takeaway message is get on Twitter and make
sure. And tweet.
Tweet and retweet and be sure. Connect the Alexander technique with other things and be sure a tweet that doesn't mention Alexander technique in it, even if it has a link to an Alexander thing, is much less effective. You want that key word in there because that's what people will find when they search Twitter.
Somebody sending out tweets, wanting to send out tweets about the Alexander technique to help promote it, would they search Twitter for Alexander technique, would they also just search Google? And
sure. The simplest thing to do is if you want to start tweeting and you're not really sure what to tweet about, just go to Google, type in Alexander technique, and then and something. Anything. Back pain, New York City, meditation, contortionism. I mean, anything. That you have maybe at least some hint of an interest in, or maybe not. Just you're just playing with ideas. just go and see what you find. And anytime you see anything that could be a good tweet, and very quickly you start seeing potential tweets all around you. That's what I found.
Okay.
Because I've got a huge backlog of tweets now. I got way more tweets than days.
And why don't you? Why isn't
why
it
not
more
just dump them?
Send them all out.
Hmm?
Isn't it more effective then to send them all out? No?
I could, but I like the idea of pacing it so that when I get up in the morning, I can just pick and choose a tweet. They're already there, and I just pick the one that seems right for that day. And then I spend a little time going through all the previous day's tweets that have an Alexander component, and pretty much all of them I just retweet. Get them out there again.
Okay.
Or if I know someone's doing a nice job of tweeting, I go to their page and go to some of their older tweets. Older means like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago tweets, and just retweet them. So it's like they're brand new again. And we'll both benefit. I'll benefit, and the other person will benefit, because both of our names will be on the retweet.
Oh, okay.
So it's a benefit to both us and everybody else.
And that's the same way if you just search something, and if you search Alexander Technique and you retweet what's new to you there that you think will be helpful.
Any tweet you do, if it's at all useful in some way and has the word Alexander Technique and has some other phrase, is worth and points to something useful, is worthwhile for everyone to retweet. And then people can retweet it again. Over, I mean, stuff can get retweeted dozens of times. Nothing wrong with that.
And as far as following people on Twitter,
mm-hmm.
should you make a point to follow as many people as possible?
That's
or how
a good
does that
question.
Does that make any difference? Or?
Yeah, on the Twitter project page, I talk a little about that. You kind of get a feel for it. If it's an Alexander teacher who's following you, it would be nice to follow them because you want to have an easy way to see what they're tweeting. Sometimes it's somebody who is in a field very, very different from what you're interested in, but for some reason they're interested in you, and there's no particular reason to follow them. There are some people who like to build up gigantic follower lists and, you know, kind of make a point of doing that. But I find that if you just tweet away, you'll get all the followers you want. They come pouring in. And some of them are from pretty interesting fields. I mean, it's amazing. Like, I have about 60 or 70 followers now, and that's, you know, just after maybe 5-6 weeks of being on Twitter. And they're coming in a lot faster now. But there are people now who are following me who are in fields that are just very, very unexpected. I don't feel I need to follow them. I mean, sometimes I do if I think it's going to be interesting.
And is there any disadvantage to following them?
No. It just means
it
does a little bit clutter up your page, but you get real good at skimming through. And there are some people on Twitter, one of the people I'm following, and it's a tad annoying. I mean, this guy likes to tweet about his topic 10 or 12 times a day, and I think he's not doing himself a service. I think he should confine it.
The question comes back to how often should an Alexander person tweet?
I do it once a day. I think you should think of doing it at least a few times a week. And
but is a number of them like this one fellow you mentioned, would be a number of Alexander tweets, would that be annoying to people?
No. Okay. I don't think so. Because they'd be coming from very different... It's quite different to get a whole bunch from one person than to get a lot of retweets about something.
Okay.
So I don't think you have to worry. I don't think you have to worry about overloading people, because in fact, you have a choice on Twitter. You can be on one page where you get all of the tweets of the people you follow, but you can do a search for a term that you're interested in and just get those straight results. And that's often a more useful thing to do in terms of figuring out what to retweet.
Okay.
So, yeah, I think that's enough on Twitter for now. We could do more on it as time goes on. But
yeah, I'll think about having more questions because
yeah.
I don't have a.
No, it's good because
concept of this.
Yeah, and I think it's a little hard for people to get their head around at first. It certainly was for me. I had to have it explained to me very carefully by somebody. But once I got it, it was just so obviously a place for the Alexander technique. So anyway, we'll talk more about that later.
Okay.